Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
207 News Talk 830 WCCO. Adam Carter in for Chad on this Wednesday afternoon. And the headline of the day, at least locally, 35 deaths attributed to COVID-19 today. That matches the daily high in the state of Minnesota. The first high, 35 deaths in a day came back in May, so certainly more news that we are not trending in the right direction. And related to that is we go back to schooling. I talked a little bit about it with Rena last hour. The homeschooling, the distance learning, kind of we're all becoming adapted to, especially now that some counties are changing and some schools will have to change. We were thinking about it in the newsroom yesterday with the snow falling. It's like, well, what about snow days? You know, we used to have days off because of snow. In the future, will we just go to distance learning on those days? And Shakopee Schools was way ahead of us. And we bring into the conversation Dr. Michael Redman, who is the superintendent of Shakopee Schools. Dr. Redman, thank you so much for taking some time today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Tell me about your district's efforts at distance learning long before we even knew what COVID-19 was?
Yeah, over the last, handful of years, there have been a number of districts in Minnesota, and Shakopee included, that tried to find a way to continue learning when that, dreaded cold weather or snowy weather hits in Minnesota. In Shakopee, we have what we call Connected Learning Days and use the acronym COLD for that, Connected Learning Days, which, you know, when the weather's not great and it's unsafe to travel, has allowed us to continue learning on those days where in the past we would have had to shut down and not have school.
So this is 2018 is when this kind of takes root?
Correct.
Tell me about the implementation of it and how extensive is it? In other words, if a day is called because of cold, snow, the student learning at home, how different is it from that student being in class?
Well, I think that's a great question, because what runs through my mind is due to all the distance learning we did last spring and the things we've got going on this fall, we're seeing what we looked at doing in those connected learning days evolving and changing almost as we're speaking here. But originally, you know, it started off that, you know, older students, and by that really students kind of grades 4 through 12, where they had the device at home and they did, learning through, you know, with technology fairly often. Those, you know, little simpler transition to shift it from in-person or in-class to using technology to do that type of learning. And then as we moved on with younger kids, it was more, you know, creating, you know, preparing in advance kind of packets or learning activities, enrichment activities that, you know, they could do at home that would be productive, be good learning, and, you know, wrap in a little bit of fun here and there too.
So it amounts to checking in basically and saying, yeah, I know you're home from school today, but here's suggestions of things you should do.
Well, I think at the younger grades, a little bit more like that, but time to connect, time to see how things are going. And then obviously we expect, you know, like I said, this is evolving as we go back and kind of take a look at our expectations for these connected learning days. We've grown, you know, our teachers have done just an amazing job with the distance learning in the spring and this fall. And so we extended that technology all the way down to kindergarten. where before we did not have students that young, you know, bringing devices to and from school, where we do that now. So we've got to take a look and see how that will impact it. But yeah, previously at those lower grades, it was more activity based. And then as you got into, you know, middle school and high school, it was similar to what we've been doing in distance learning, you know, in the spring and fall.
So when COVID hits and suddenly school districts like yours realize we've got to change things and we're going to have to change how we do a day-to-day school, how much of a head start do you feel your district had because of the work you've been doing in this area already?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say we had a leg up, but we at least maybe had a foot up. It did help because, you know, we had, you know, gone through and we had done this before. So that gives you a little bit of confidence, but we certainly hadn't done it for the extended period of time. And that changes things when you're looking, you know, and I know we get some cold weather snaps that, you know, sometimes are 3-4 days long, but that's a different thing than, you know, you're going from the middle of March through the end of the school year, or even now in our hybrid model, you know, every other day. Students are doing offsite learning, and we created an entirely new Shakopee online program for this school year in grades K to 12. So they're doing distance learning every day in that program.
Talking to Michael Redmond, Shakopee superintendent, about their efforts at distance learning and how they were doing it ahead of time before we had COVID, specifically and related to snow days. I know you can't speak for every teacher in your school district, but doing our news stories here, we've heard from different districts where, you know, you have administrators saying, yeah, we're doing a great job, but you do also hear some teachers saying, wait a minute, you know, we're really struggling here. How do you feel the teachers in your district are handling the current situation?
That's an outstanding question, and I've answered that in a number of different forums the last few weeks, and I'm always incredibly appreciative of the efforts of our teachers. I can't hardly even put into words, you know, because people don't see what they're doing day in and day out. And what they've been doing is just absolutely incredible. And sometimes we go, well, you're just doing this. And it's like, no, the effort they've really created in our district, two entirely new learning systems and everything that goes with that, you know, right down to student routines for lunch and restroom breaks and that effort and that just kind of the time that goes into that is nothing short of amazing. And so we've, you know, our folks have worked, you know, this first 6-7 weeks of this school year, our teachers, they've, you know, and it's not just physical effort, it's that mental effort, emotional effort, and they've poured themselves into it, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
Moving forward, once hopefully this pandemic ends, or at least, you know, we learn how to live with it, do you see from what you've learned so far any changes you would make in how you do these distance learning days? Would that they'd become more effective than they already are?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think we overuse the term continuous improvement in a lot of organizations, but I think it's an apt description here. We're constantly seeking feedback from our teachers, from our parents, from our students on how to do it better. And especially, you know, you look at the spring and you go, hey, that was a really, really quick turnaround. We got a lot of great feedback, you know, kind of into May and June, and took that to heart and made changes for the things we're doing this fall. And again, you're continuing to grow and learn and how to do it better, how to improve. And that's certainly, we do that with in-person learning, but this has certainly been an accelerated course in, you know, operating in a different system and taking that feedback. And, you know, it's always our goal to be a little bit better tomorrow than we are today, and really taking that to heart. And so we see that happening. And it's, on the one hand, you know, it's kind of exciting to see that kind of a process. I wish, you know, I wish with, and all my might that, like you said, that we were beyond this pandemic and we weren't forced to do these things. But under this kind of duress or challenge, I do think people, they've risen to that challenge. Our teachers and, you know, our principals and our community and really our kids, too. They're doing great things, and they're doing things differently and with the goal of, you know, always being a little bit better tomorrow.
Except for those days in the future when they think they're going to have a snow day and they got to check in, right?
Well, now, hey, now we didn't get rid of them completely.
Okay.
This is one of those where two kind of different things come together with great synergy. Making those transitions, you know, when you transition from, you know, let's say in the future it's post-pandemic and we're back where in-person learning is the norm. Well, shifting from in-person to distance learning takes a little bit of preparation and getting things ready because you are doing it a little bit differently. And so we've actually built a day in. So the first snow day in a semester for us, or the first, you know, weather day, or where the weather impacts learning, would be a traditional snow day for the kids, just one, to give our teachers that time to make that transition, knowing that, you know, most years in Minnesota, we don't have just one snow day.
Sure.
But so we haven't lost that, you know, and we had the synergy I was referring to earlier kind of came from, you know, we gathered feedback about these connected learning days. And, you know, one of the things a lot of parents and folks my age were kind of, they have that nostalgia for that snow day. And they kind of recognize evidently what you recognized in the newsroom going, wow, is that going away forever? And that just felt bad to them. And so they shared that. So this is one of those where we're going to have a transition day. And then for kids, yeah, it will be that, you know, whatever you want to call it, that traditional nostalgic snow day. Now, just one, because day two, if there's a couple days in a row, we're going to be in connected learning.
Well, they're getting no sympathy from me. I grew up, I don't think we ever had a snow day. Went to South St. Paul, and they prided themselves on going to school every day. So no tears are being shed by me.
Well, you know, the Packers in South St. Paul, they've always been a little tougher than
that's
the
right.
rest of us.
That's
yeah.
right. Thank you for admitting that.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Thank you so much for the time. And I think it's so great to check in and just to see how our districts are handling this. It's cliche, but unprecedented times, and you can't say thank you enough to the people who are educating our children and figuring out how to do it. And Michael, thank you so much for the time to share your story today. I appreciate it.
Adam, thank you for the kind words, and they're much appreciated. Thanks for having me on.
Michael Redmond, Shakopee Superintendent on WCCO. It's 2:19, Adam and for Chad on a Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.